You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Outsiders. Enjoy.
All right. So this is Low Moon Outsiders. This will be our first full-length session. Not sure we'll get, we might still get 5 hours, but we'll see. We are picking up where we left off. So the party, the Outsiders party, has been sneaking, traipsing, and occasionally traveling as a dragon across the top of an active volcano. At the end of last session, Klum managed to scout in dragon form and see that at the backside of the volcano, there is an entrance with a ramp down into the volcano. And that entrance is guarded by two what appear to be fire giants. It is where the tracks of the hobgoblins that captured Porvia and Liam theoretically went. And when last we broke off, you were contemplating what your options were. You had moved to within visibility range. So on the to-do list, if you will, is rescuing Porvia and Liam, destroying the Sword of Wounding. At least that was your desire. That was your purpose for wanting an active volcano, was to go to the heart of the volcano and throw it in to destroy it. And you have crossed the volcano to this point. It is possible, with some effort, especially with Klum's help, to exit the volcano on this side. There's a steep rise on the backside that leads away from the active volcano and into the hills. It's probably the direction where Porvia and Liam were headed previously. The only real logical exit from this area. However, you know, as I said, you have moved undercover into position where you can see the fire giants. So they are a little less than 15 feet tall. They have large weaponry. One has a club. One has what would be for him a hand axe, but it is as big as you are, just about. Each of you, maybe not as big as the tall warrior types. You are currently reasonably well concealed behind a rock outcropping. The scene ahead of you looks like this. The steam wall is over here, and it kind of trails off before it blocks out the view of the giants and the slope. And the wall is relatively sheer there, where the straight up and down, where the mist is dying off. And then it goes into a shallow box canyon, and the ramp is straight down to the ground, so there's no cave over top of it. Like, there's no opening in the cliff face where they are. So if you were, like, looking at it from a distance, you'd just see two guys standing against a wall, basically. Two very large guys standing against a wall. The cliff edge is about 40 feet high. Past the giants, cliff edge is not as sheer. It's not as 90 degrees. It's more like 60 degrees. So it's very climbable. And over here on this side, it's even more climbable. It's more like a big stone hill, and there are boulders and like that. And so you are to the right. You are concealed behind boulders. There is nothing in the way of undergrowth. No trees, no brush, no nothing like that. Remember, this is a volcanic region. The ground is rock. Okay. And it is Klum, Chiron, Lucas, Astur, and Herrick. That's who is here. Okay, and as I recall, you're all just a little injured, but not a lot. That sound right? Mm-hmm. Okay, having been injured and having received healing from the paladin. Anyone who had not received healing, I'm comfortable with where we're at. Okay, so the distance between here and the cave mouth is across volcanic hard stone. There's no, like, crevices to jump or anything like that. And it is about 60 yards.
I am down 27 right now.
Yeah, that is not minor. That is fairly substantial.
I don't know that I got healing at 1 week, though.
Yeah, okay. So Herrick is potentially in the queue for healing if you want to take time to do that, Chiron. Okay, so while crouching behind the rocks, Chiron attends to Herrick's wounds.
Dun, dun, dun. Isn't there something that happens if I roll under 25% of my roll?
It is under 10%. It becomes open-ended high at 10%. The roll should be 20-ish. You have healing what? So that, you have healing 5, so that's plus 5 to your roll. Oh. And your wisdom is what?
17.
So you have a 22 on your roll. So you get two or less, basically still
10%.
21. Yeah. I know that. When you get your roll up to 25, you'll be able to do open it to high on a 3 or less. Natural 20 always fails, of course. The giants are speaking to one another. They're engaged in a conversation, and their voice is carrying through from the natural box canyon. Does anyone speak fire giant or anything like it?
21 points for Herod. One giant, 21 points in the elven languages, but it's not.
Probably hill giant. You do not have the elven languages written on your cursor.
Not on.
Yeah, I was
going
to say close up. Got to say hobgoblin, orc, or gnome.
Okay, do you speak centaur. Elvish, gnome, halfling, goblin, hobgoblin, orcish, gnoll, and the common tongue of mankind? You do not speak any giant languages naturally. Also, you could get one additional language for every point of intelligence over 15. And plus one with longsword. Okay. I do not currently have a Sturd's character sheet, so if he dies before Ricky gets here, that will not be my fault. A Sturd is knelt down behind the rocks with an arrow notched, and he says in hushed tones, "I am certain I could kill one of them." Outright. Two. I can't make out what they're saying.
We are confident this is where they went.
Yes, the tracks lead here. The hobgoblins that captured them came here.
Anybody know anything about the fire giant?
Vicious, evil beasts that eat anything made of meat. Especially people if they can get them.
Intelligent?
Somewhat.
They're weapon users, so they'll be somewhat.
So this point that you're at now is the closest point that you've been the whole time. You've been kind of stalking them, and there is no cover between here and there unless somebody has a way to not be seen. You could theoretically, someone could go up the hill and around and come down, because remember, it's least sloped here, and it is a little steeper behind where they are, but not terribly so. So it is navigable to some extent. However, whether or not you can do that without being seen, and whether there's anyone up above, I don't know, because you haven't been up there.
We could get above them. We could push a boulder off the top and have it roll down onto them.
Okay.
Self-video games. My immediate instinct is to pick up a rock and throw it.
Sneak past?
Well, hope one of them walks over to check it out.
Also known as poor AIs.
Right, yeah. Well, no, that's the thing. If they're dumb enough, they may as well have poor AI.
Well, I had a marker here somewhere.
I don't know how smart they are.
Let's place my marker.
They're probably not.
That's just another pencil. Some days I don't have pencils. Today I have 3 pencils and no markers. Okay, well, it's not going to be bold, but I'll draw it. Not to scale, because no one has their laser level out right now. Will it be more bold than my pencil, you think?
It works.
All right, you know what? Just realized. Sorry, we can have back. I at least have a pretty bold pen here. That'll work. 1.0 G2. I don't know why it's...
So, sorry, hobgoblins take them down the ramp, or was it giants that took them down that ramp?
You've not been to the ramp.
Right, but...
You tracked them to a point, and then after a point, you only had hobgoblin footprints. They encountered
giant footprints, because I thought they were striding across the gaps in the fissures in the ground because they were giants.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. The hobgoblins encountered the giants. That sounds right.
And then they backed off, and they basically gave up because the giants were involved. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So we know that there are more than just those two. There's at least one.
Take your finger off the button. Okay. So this is the entrance down into the ground. Here is a much steeper cliff wall. Here is a more shallow ascent. And over here is the shallowest ascent.
Going up?
That. Yep.
Yeah.
Ascent, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So they are at the base down here. The party is here. This is 60 yards.
What's covering us right now?
Boulders right there. There are boulders up here as well. It would be theoretically possible to for someone to like sneak up here and come down on them from this direction. But whether you can do that without being seen is debatable because it is, I mean, open cliffside. So, and it would probably be like to the point that a Sturd could get closer and get a shot off, but he feels pretty confident he can get one from here. So, the only another advantage might be if you're coming from two sides, then that can give some advantage.
My X wouldn't happen to cause my second level X wouldn't happen to cause a test cycle, would it?
No. Okay, so what do you do?
We can try and go out and go up above them, see if there's anything we can roll down onto them or come down behind them. Or there's the old frontal assault.
Frontal assault seems fitting. It's our staff. Maybe Sturd can take one out on the way.
I may get them both. I can only guarantee one. I mean, I can't really technically guarantee one, but I can almost guarantee one.
We don't have a horse, right?
Correct. He came down here through the lava tube, so there's no riding animals.
Okay.
Bearing in mind, Sturd says, if there are other guards inside, if we are noisy about taking them out, then we may get more than just these two.
That is my fear. I do not doubt our superiority in the full frontal assault category, but we are not quiet.
Getting up above them and rolling and holding on them is exactly quiet.
So our best bet is to separate them. This is not my area of expertise.
One of us could try and go, or one of us could go up and see if we draw one of their attention. The only issue there is if they call for others because they see us. If they're wise guards, they would do that. If they just see us as puny humans, they might not lure one close enough that somebody can fight, and or that we can get one, and Sturd can take out one if he stays back.
Bloom, how well do you play a lost girl?
I assume we're about to find out.
I'm sure it's not going to be. Oh, please. Like she'll be in any danger.
Here, I was going to volunteer.
I do feel it's best I go. Something happens, at least I have an escape plan.
And?
Oh, I'm not, I mean, mind you, we're not going to be far.
Yeah.
The whole point is to get them within easy meal, or easy charge range.
You also look the tastiest snack, I would assume.
Okay.
So I don't really kind of be right eating any of my companions.
No, I've never thought about that either. Okay, so the plan is, Sturd is going to line up a shot on the hope is Plume is going to walk out looking lost. One of them is going to approach to take her inside or kill her or eat her or whatever. And Sturd is going to kill the one that stays, and we're going to dispatch the one that comes out as quickly and quietly as possible.
Okay.
Should I go on the cliffside, or do you want me to just go straight towards it from here?
I just kind of wander out into the more open area out in front.
So you could, if this is the plan, you could easily go kind of back out the way you came and come around this way and kind of come directly at them so as not to be coming from the area where the attack is going to come from.
Right.
Because if you're coming from out here and they're looking at you, then they're not going to be paying attention to whatever's going on over here as much. Certainly would be logical.
Might be good to look injured or discombobulated or otherwise.
She has a cloak on, so she'll try to conceal her daggers, where normally she would just have them on her head. She'll conceal them behind her cloak, kind of like undo her tunic a little bit.
Okay. It's a solution for every problem on your other character.
Okay. So you...
His other character has a perfect solution for this.
It's always another.
All right. Anyway, focus. Okay, here we go. All right. So it takes a few minutes while she's working her way back around. During that time, Herrick positions himself kind of... Herrick. Sturd positions himself in the rocks, stable, and have a clean shot, and he is observing the giants. Is anyone else doing anything else in particular in that time? So you've got... She's maneuvering herself out to come from the middle. he's in position in the rocks to fire from there, and the two of you are...
drawing weapons and preparing to charge.
Okay, yep. Preparing the frontal assault, as it were. Okay, so while that's happening, Astur says,
Lucas, yes. It occurs to me, these giants, they seem a little bit tired of themselves, as if they've had a recent tussle.
They're on guard duty. Mm-hmm. Speaks well that there may not be backup.
Agreed.
Also, I wonder what they've been fighting with us.
I don't know much of them at all, the ladies.
Could be just internal fighting.
I mean, basic knowledge.
I'm just wondering whether
fire giants are pretty tough. They're one of the toughest kinds of giants. They're pretty big. They're strong.
Cultists.
They tend to be resistant to fire damage. Sure. Like to hang out near lava. Seems like what's going on here.
Just because both groups
are
not
they definitely do.
Not
they definitely like to eat passersby. They will not eat each other, unlike some of the lower humanoids that will. Okay, so you've moved into position. There is no like sign per se given. Like anything like that. However, from where Eric is perched, he can see her as she approaches. All right, and so Plume approaches down here. You get to be about even with the party, so a little less than 60 yards by the time they start paying you any attention. Lucas and Chiron hear the bow string stretch to its full extent. And that one moment right before... and the giants notice her, and then they say something to each other pretty much at the same time, like they both talk at the same time. And then the giant that is closer to the party, which is only by maybe a few yards, starts out toward Clum. And the giant that remains moves over to stand in the kind of in the middle in front of the ramp. Like that. Okay. As he is moving forward, Herrick... doing that. Astur pauses. You can see him tracking, and then he shifts to the target at the ramp.
Draw my longsword.
Okay. All right. So he is now 30 yards from you. Are you continuing forward, or are you letting him come out to you now?
So I think maybe we should have her like turn and start to run, but in a injured kind of way, in the general direction, not like at us, but in that direction to try to draw him closer.
Okay.
No, that does.
Right. But he could wave to you like.
So, Clum's gonna keep her focus on the giant
ten
toes. She'll kind of like stumble a little, but she's not gonna make too much more progress towards him. She's gonna let him do all the work.
Okay.
He just kind of look dazed, almost maybe, definitely afraid.
Okay. So roll percentile dice. You're looking for a high number. Tending to look dazed and afraid in the face of the giant.
25.
Okay, not a super high number. What is your character's charisma?
Oh.
Okay. So, I mean, you feel like you're doing a reasonably good job of looking dazed and afraid. He is now approached to be about 20 yards from you, at which point he's about 40, 45 yards from the party. And then at when he's about 15 yards from you, Astur fires. Natural 20. That's going to help. Okay. Max damage. Rockin'! Okay.
I want to start closing at a point to the giant before it gets to the giant.
Okay. Okay. So the single arrow hits the giant just below the jawbone and disappears up 6 or so inches into his head, and he spins and looks angrily as if he's been struck by a hornet, and then takes about a half a step in the direction of the rocks where the party was stationed. Although, as he looks that way, sure that Chiron and Lucas are in view. He can see you. And takes about a half a step, and then falls.
You made him mad.
Okay. He falls on his face. Oh, there's a bit of like dust that rises up. Okay. The giant that is about 15 yards from you, his eyes go wide and he looks a little surprised as he is trying to bring his club up into position. And we are in surprise. All of you roll a surprise roll as well, so we can determine how many segments he is surprised for. You cannot be surprised, obviously.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Plus dex.
Crank at it.
One.
One plus zero is one. Okay. And what'd you roll? Okay. So the giant will be surprised for four segments. Probably will be the end of him, I'm thinking. Okay. So you may roll initiative for surprise segment one. It will take a full segment for Lucas to reach him. Chiron would be able to reach him and attack him once at the end of this segment. And you had stated that you were edging out in time to get there before he could get to her. Okay, so surprise segment one. Missile fire, anybody? Yeah, startle fire. Missed. Hit. Okay. The arrow embeds itself in the giant's thigh. He can't look any more surprised, so nothing really changes except possibly he has an arrow in his thigh. Okay. Then we're in melee. Do you have an action prior to... Okay, so we're just going to jump to the end of the segment, and you can attack once at the end of the segment.
Sorry, the only action update, I'm going to circle around the combat. I'm heading towards entrance down there.
Okay, yep. No, you may not. You'll attack in the next surprise segment. The only reason is because he said he was heading out first to make sure that the giant couldn't get to her. No.
Negative.
I mean, you could move up if you want.
She will. She'll move up and draw both daggers.
Talk about Herrick. Over there, the knights are at the giant. Klum is at the giant. Sturd is in the rocks.
Hit. AC negative 5.
That is definitely a hit.
And what damage did I start using against large?
12. It's a longsword. Not tall enough, but otherwise
so
it's really cool.
Great. 7 points of damage.
Okay. Plus, Herrick hit him. A Sturd hit him as well. What's going on with my mouth? Okay. How many points? Seven?
Seven.
Okay. The paladin has come to your aid. Okay, you were so if at the moment that Asturd fired, if you charged at that moment, you also could attack him at the end of this round, if you choose to, end of this fry segment.
Yeah.
Okay, so you may go ahead. Both daggers are possible.
Okay, first dagger, 13.
Sure is a hit.
Second one, one.
That's nice. Okay, so you got one hit.
Is it two?
They're D3 versus Giants. That's a D6 divided by 2.
Just one?
Yep. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. You have bonuses. You have bonuses on you. It's D3, so that's 3 points plus your bonuses on the sheet.
Plus 3.
Okay, so total 6. Okay. So he is still there for the moment, but looking much the worse for wear. Now we're in surprise segment two. Herrick has arrived at the slope that leads down. You do not see any reinforcements coming, and the giant has welled up a pretty good sizable pool of blood around him, and his eyes are staring off into space. He is definitely dead.
I'm just going to pay attention to make sure that nobody's going to come up from below.
Okay. You are in the ready. So we're in surprise segment two. Sturd will not fire at this time. Instead, he will climb down out of the rocks and head to join Herrick. But he will not get there this segment because he has to climb down out of the rocks. Okay. And then melee 9, 8, 7. Okay. So Lucas is up in 7.
I'm swinging my sword at him. I assume I cannot flurry of blows. It was a surprise, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. I rolled an 18. For 16 points.
Okay, and with that, he goes down. Okay. And so the three of you are standing over the second dead giant. Sturd reaches Herrick. We are now dropped out of combat. Though the mood still seems tense, you realize you are at the mouth of a fire. I believe, anyway, that you are at the mouth of a fire giant lair. It's gone remarkably well so far.
I'm going to check the one that Sturd shot just to see if he shows any other signs of recent fighting or such, or if he has anything to pick.
Yes, he appears to be wounded in multiple places other than the arrow.
Can I tell by generally what?
Melee weapons. So he's got lower bad bruise, mostly mid to lower body. He does have a black eye, like swollen.
Okay.
I won't pass that along to a steward.
Let's see if. Well, we can only hope they're all so battered.
We also have to pay attention to whatever did the battery, just in case.
Surely. Okay. This arrow's ruined.
At first glance, do they have any pouches?
They have small bags on their belts, which would pass for a pouch for them.
Yeah.
It's like a 9x12 bag.
Sure.
I mean, you just stuff it in your belt, or you have a backpack.
Yeah, I'll grab that then. Does it feel like it has coin in it?
It has a miscellaneous small item, some of which are probably coins.
Okay, I'll grab both on my way in. I'm not searching them or anything, I'm grabbing your bag.
Okay. They do not have much else in the way of personal equipment other than their weaponry. Their armor, which would be too big for a person to wear, obviously, and their the small bags. That's it.
What kind of weapons they
have? One had a hand axe, which would be like a two-handed axe for you guys, and the other had a large club. Other, which would theoretically be wieldable by Lucas because he's so strong. So they're similar. They're just a little stronger than you. So.
Well, just a little stronger than me means 10 times stronger than me at minimum. So
I understand. Yeah.
There's no like. Specialized
okay.
That would be horrifying.
All right. So what do? You have cleared the sentries.
We're moving forward up the ramp into the ramp.
Down the ramp.
Down
yes,
the ramp.
It is down.
I was pretty sure it was down.
Yes, the hill goes up. The ramp goes down. All right. So the ramp goes straight ahead down into the ground, and you're underground at about 20 feet. So you're actually below the surface of the surrounding terrain, about 20 feet down. So it's about 25 or so feet steps-wise, okay? And then it levels out in a hallway that is wide enough for two people to walk side by side. It's about 10, 12 foot wide. The ceiling is about 18 to 20 feet. It is not carved. It gives the impression of having been a lava funnel. So the ground is smooth, the walls are smooth, and the ceiling is smooth, but it kind of has ridges in it indicating past progression of lava. Okay. So from here, there's no sign of opposition. It is dimly lit with an orange light. Okay, so it is not pitch black dark. The sounds of fire and lava surround you. You are moving deeper into the volcano.
Where is the light coming from?
So there are cracks in the floor and along the walls that have orange light coming out of them, and it's probably lava flows that are just outside your reach. It is very warm in here, probably about 100 degrees or 130 in plate mail armor. Quite warm, okay? So then the hallway does only go about 20 feet, and then there is a turn, it forks off to the direct right, so 90 degrees to the right, or you can continue going straight.
Okay? Are we tracking? Is it possible?
He says, I can look and see what's here.
Sure.
Also, if it winds and turns a lot, we might want to make a sketch or something. Okay, so he is going to check the intersection. Okay, he says lots of tracks here going both directions. It's hard to pick out for sure, but I'd say half dozen to 10 giants at least. I don't see anything smaller.
Someone should get their progress.
Not me.
I mean, someone should do what? Get their progress.
We'll see how complicated it gets right now. We've got there and a turn. I'll keep track of things.
Okay, so you've got a turn to the right. At that intersection, you can see that the hall goes some distance. It maintains that 18 to 20 feet high, 10 to 12 feet wide, lava flow looking thing. But it goes further than you can realistically make out detail, even in the dim orange light, because you're seeing 50, 60 feet down the hall, and still it's going on. And no sign of any guards or trouble.
Okay.
Or you can continue on forward. Looking ahead, you can see about 40 feet, and then it turns to the right also. So you've got a right, or you've got 40 feet ahead and then right.
Go right.
You take first right.
Sorry, we came down 20 feet. There's a right, but it also keeps going straight ahead. Or down,
correct.
Turn right. Okay.
So you can go at 20 feet, you could turn right.
Gotcha.
Or you could go straight. If you go straight, it goes about 40 feet and then it's going to turn right. And no sign of any occupants at this point. You can hear the occasional sound of like grunting or movement off into the hall, basically. It's just hard to tell, you know, where exactly something's coming from unless you get closer to it.
Okay, we're going to turn right.
Okay. So you're taking the first right.
Not like he's
continuing to walk without
them. Without, so you did stop there for almost 2 minutes. So that's not with haste. It takes a minute to track. So, all right. So anyway, you're heading down the long hallway, 10, 20, 30, 40 feet. At 40 feet, you can see it, what appears to be an intersection ahead, about 40 feet away. And it looks like it's going to go right, left, or continue straight to a door. And then you're continuing down the hall, so at another 30 feet. So you walked about 70 feet or so. There's a hallway to the right, which looking down it is a long hallway with a couple of turns to the right on it. Or you can go straight ahead to the door, which is another 20 feet.
I should have started in the center.
Because it's a right, goes back the wrong way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so you can go right down a long hall with a couple rights off of it, or you can go 10 more feet, you can go left, or you can go straight ahead to a door.
And that's
where you go. So going down the long hallway, okay. You can go right,
yep.
You can go a little more, go left, okay. Or you can go still more straight ahead to a door.
Going straight ahead to a door.
Okay.
Door is good. Door means we might find something alive.
Okay. So the door is 15 foot tall and 6 foot wide. It is closed. There's nothing on the outside as far as like a guard. There's no writing on the walls. It is a heavy, grayish colored wood. It's not like, it almost looks like, those of you who have sailing background, it almost looks like flotsam or whatever. It's kind of sort of petrified looking, dried out. And it does have corroded brass, large multi-riveted hinges and a handle, and is shut.
I will listen at the door.
Okay. Do you wear a helmet?
Yeah.
You take your helmet off to listen at the door?
Yeah.
Okay. You may roll a d20, sir. Okay.
That's a save. I'd probably fail, depending on what it is.
Okay. So, listening to the door, you do hear faint sounds of almost like a low rumbling in the room beyond the door.
Like a biological
like that,
rumble?
But
like
more bassy. No, it's like a...
Like an engine.
But yeah, but kind of drawn out. It's a rumbling, not a...
Right. There is a rumble.
Like a snore or like a bubble?
Hard to describe.
It does not sound like a snore or a growl or breathing.
It sounds like it's the coming of a crucial cyclone, weak earth. I say we go in.
If nothing else, if we find somewhere in here where we know we don't have an enemy at our back, that would be good.
Okay.
If we get caught in the halls, we're in trouble.
Lucas will open.
Yeah, definitely think like a mouse.
Okay. All right. So it has a large handle big enough for a giant, but you wrap your hand fully around it. And as you go to pull on it, yes, it is stuck. Yeah, it's about head high. And it does not appear to be locked. It just appears to be stuck.
It holds right open.
Okay. So as you heave on it, first of all, you may roll D6. Wait, is your number a different
one? 1 to 7 on a
D8. 1 to 7 on a D8. Okay. For stuck doors. Okay.
I rolled a 2.
All right. So the door starts to give way with a creak and a groan. However, as that happens, a large rock about the size of a man's head comes out of a chute above the door and drops toward Lucas. You make a save and throw versus spell. Dex bonus applies.
15 is
safe. And you take 3 points of damage. Basically, you just kind of like, you squeak aside. It does hit the floor with a pretty big crashing noise. So it's not like echoey or anything like that, but there's a crunch, obviously, when it hit the floor. Okay.
I open the door.
Yes. So pulling the door open, you see a room beyond that is roughly 20 by 20. In the room, in each of four corners, there is a stone statue that can only be described as a gargoyle. The gargoyles face the center of the room, and then in between each gargoyle is a 15-foot-high red plush curtain that is not in great condition. They're pretty tattered and worn and that kind of thing, dirty-ish. And the rumbling seems to be coming from the base of one of the curtains, and you can smell something like burning cloth.
Okay.
Now, you have not entered the room yet. That's just what you're seeing.
Is there anything in the
center of the room? The floor does not appear to have any features, no. It looks like a wide spot in the lava flow that was doored off, but it is pretty big. It's 20 by 20. There is a door on the opposite side of the room, not directly across from you, to the right. There are no occupants other than the scary stone gargoyle dudes.
That's not what I was expecting.
This does not look like a a safe place. We should keep looking.
Generally agree. It's not like they traveled through here.
Right.
Can he check? Can a stir check? We'll go back to where it turns left and right.
Okay.
The first one would be what is now a turn to our right.
Correct.
And I'm going to have him check for traps, or check for tracks here.
And try. We've all come through here already.
Well, he can check a little bit today. I see if anyone passed through there.
Okay. Same result as before. Pretty well traveled.
So,
no signs of any prints other than giant sized.
Well, we weren't finding their prints before anyway, right? Or were we finding them like dragging them?
Well, the thought is it brought them in here. At some point, they might let them walk on their own 2 feet. And if we could find a halfling sized footprint or a human sized footprint, it would be a lead. But I'm not seeing any.
Well, I just don't think that means that this track is not worth looking at. So we'll go that way.
Okay. So you're from the 20 by 20 room. You came back out and turned right, which is a left on from your original perspective. Yeah. Okay. So before you do that, just to kind of give you an idea, that hallway, same description as the others, goes about 20 feet and there is a right turn and then goes another 30 or so feet and then you can turn left or right.
So we'll go to the right turn.
These are generalized estimates of range. Right. You're not pacing them off. If you start to pace off things, then you'll have to go slower.
How far to the first turn?
20-ish.
20, and then another 30 to go forward for the next.
Right, which will be a left or right. It's a T intersection.
We'll go to the right turn and see what's down it.
Okay, so at the right turn, you can tell that it goes about 60 feet, and there is a right turn before you get to the end, right before you get to the end, maybe like 10 feet before, and then there is a left turn at the end. And still no sign of guards.
I think we'd be seeing giants if we were going like right.
There's not a lot of them, so it's not going to be like a busy street. That's all we know. This is their nighttime.
Okay, so we'll go down that way and check the right turn.
Okay, and so let's just clarify before we actually run into a conflict here. Lucas is in the front,
yeah.
Followed by a stirred, okay, who has his bow out, arrow notched, followed by Gloom, followed by
Eric. You want me to take it? You want to take the very rear, or you want me to take very rear?
Okay.
How wide are the halls here?
10 feet. You can walk two side by side. It'd be a little tight to fight that way, but.
I just know in case someone gets hurt or high on there, then you're not bad at that.
Yes, within reach. Okay. All right. So did you say you're taking that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go the 20 feet, you take the right.
I thought it was 60.
Oh, I'm sorry. You already took, you were at the corner looking. I described.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
you're actually going.
Down,
yes. So now you're actually going. So you go 50 feet and it is going to turn right, or you can go another 10 or so feet and it'll turn left. Looking down the hallway to the right, it goes about 30 feet and then there's a hallway to the right, or it goes further than you can reasonably see. Like past 60 feet.
People live here?
So 30 feet, then it goes right.
Are you sure this isn't like a hedge maze? It's starting to look like a hedge maze. There's no rooms.
I mean, it does have a lot of hallways, but they are giants. So
they like hallways.
And it's made of lava flows. It's not made of room next to room. It's not a dungeon constructed conserving space.
Okay, so we'll go down that hallway and look to the right.
Okay. It goes 10 feet to a door.
Okay,
a door. So I'll have a stirred check for tracks in front of that door.
It's going to put us very close to the other room.
Maybe the other room may have just done a big move.
Nothing unusual.
Same as always. Does it look like giants have gone through this door?
No, not really. Not as much.
Okay, not as much.
I think there's a couple tracks here, but it's nothing recent.
Okay, so then forget this door. We'll go back.
Okay.
And then you said the hallway.
So now from there, let's see. Yeah, 20. It still doesn't turn before you can see. So looking down the long hallway, it's still going further than you can reasonably see.
Sorry, you go back to the.
Haven't gone back yet. You're still at the little short turn that leads to the door.
Okay.
Astor just got done tracking. Looking past that, it goes further than you can see. I figured you're walking down there, that's 30 feet,
yeah.
So you would have been looking,
yeah.
But still more than 60 feet away.
Does it seem like there's normal passage in that direction?
You're going to stop there, let him get out in front of you and track again? Okay. Yes.
Recent?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go that way then.
Okay. All right. So heading down the hallway, once you've gone about 20, 30 feet, you can see ahead the hallway turns to the left. And it's the only option.
So about 80 feet down the road.
Past that little intersection is around 80 feet. Estimating.
Yeah, sure.
70 to 90. Just left.
There's only one way to go, then we're going that way.
Okay. As you are heading toward the corner, a fire giant leaps out of the hallway and attacks. Roll for surprise, sir. In fact, everyone can roll for surprise.
I rolled a 6.
I rolled a 3.
1. Good thing you're in the back.
Cranking on roll for surprise.
Effectively a 7. Pretty consistent.
Surprise rounds are bad for me, so I
guess I'm still more. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
I don't know what they're going to try. Yes, but not as much damage as I should.
Okay. Anyone else surprised other than Chiron?
No.
Okay, let's check Astur, because he's quite often surprised. Not today, though. All right. Chiron will have two segments of surprise. Okay. And we are rolling initiative for the first segment.
Lion, baby. You jumped the wrong wild elf, buddy.
Okay.
This wild elf will be seven.
Alright, so one Astur will get one shot before combat because he had an arrow notched. And he'll miss.
Does he have the same
tattered appearance that the other ones have? Yes. Okay. And the giant throws a boulder, which he'll throw at Lucas, and he'll hit.
Thank you. Shield
parry. And shield parry missile fire. 11 points of damage. And one quarter structural. 2/8.
Sorry, did you just try to shield parry with a shield and missile attraction?
No, he doesn't have shield missile attraction.
I lost that a long time ago.
Okay.
Greatest shield ever.
And I believe that ends missile fire. We are now in melee 9. Oh, you know what? Hold on. Back up a second. Astur will take his normal shots. Yeah, which is 1 before combat, and he'll take his surprise. And he'll hit once. Not a great hit.
It's a giant, right?
Yep.
Is he getting that bonus?
Okay. So he does sink one arrow into him. He does not shoot Lucas at all. Now we're in melee 9.
I'm in 7.
8. 7.
8. I engage the fire giant.
Okay. You may roll to hit, sir.
Good. I roll 10. Probably hits. For 15 points.
Okay. He's still there. 6. 5. Okay, Fire Giant goes in 5, and he'll trade blows with Lucas.
What does he have in his hand?
A club. You gotta get that structural damage. What's that? Oh, yeah. It's an 18 to 24 high ceiling and a 10 to 12 foot wide hallway.
Okay.
All right, he will hit anyway, which means that you'll take the structural on your arm instead of somewhere else. 16 points of damage. They are fire giants, even wounded fire giants. And 1/4 structural. Also, save a strong blow for your shield.
I'm going to assume a 19 saves.
Oh, easily. Okay. And then we're in 5. We're in 4. We're in 3. Okay, Lucas again. Apparently you overdoubled everyone's initiative except the giant.
I'm holding
position. Oh, you're holding that. Okay.
I don't get a second attack.
Oh, not
I'm 2 for 3.
Oh,
2 for 3. Let's do that.
Okay, and then we go 2.
2.
Okay, so you are behind Lucas and Astur, but they are single file. So in theory, you could slip past one of them if you wanted to get an attack in.
Sure.
Okay. And if you do that, you would get +2 to hit for flanking. Okay. If you're coming on his side. So, dex check, though, to maneuver through the space without getting tangled or whatever.
20.
Natural 20? Okay. Let's see. Even it's a third odd, it's Lucas. Roll a dex check.
No problem.
Okay. So she came up and tried to get past you to get an attack and wound up pinned between you and the wall. Basically what happens is he's attacking, the giant swings his club. It's like slam and loud noise. And then he steps back as he swings the giant. As he does, his shield basically pushes you against the wall. It doesn't hurt you, but it pins you out of the way so you can't get your attack in. As soon as he's done with that, next round you'll be able to act normally. But she is next to you, and now you know it. Okay. End surprise segment one. Surprise segment two. Any missile fire? Yeah. Okay, Stuart will go ahead on missile fire.
These guys are going to have really good THACO.
Jeez. Missed twice.
Worst giant killing ranger.
Did not hit you at all, so that's a good miss. Okay.
He's literally shooting fish in a barrel. He is hallway sized in this hallway.
I mean, he's getting cover from you. He's literally pretty close to him. He's moving around.
There are
and
still dice
rolls. He wears armor. So the one shot like bounced off of his chest armor, so it didn't miss. It just didn't sink in. Okay, melee 9. Melee 8. Melee 7. Melee 6. Melee 5. Melee 4. Melee 4. It's you.
I will attack the giant. 18.
Damage.
22 points.
All right, he goes down. Lucas basically steps up on the giant's knee and runs his sword into his chest and rides him over backwards in the hallway. Not too far away, past the direction that the giant was coming from, you hear like a roar as if someone is mobilizing to come this way.
One roar?
Maybe two.
Okay. Trying to get Billy in if we can. Yeah. So let's go back to the last offshoot of this hallway and basically hide, heal if we have time, and then.
Stern says, "There's nowhere safe back that way." He's walking slowly back. Basically, he's disagreeing with you, but he is slowly walking back.
You have a better option.
Press forward.
All right.
There's not really any place to hole up. There was that one room to the side that we chose not to go in. That's about it.
Lucas, come here so I can heal you.
Okay, so he swings his bow up on his shoulder and draws his sword. Hand axes. Draws his hand axes.
Okay.
And then while you're healing him, he's going around the corner. He has talked you into pressing forward. He's going to press forward.
Oh.
Listen, this is when he's a giant killer. The bow is nice, but 4 hand axes each at +6 damage, plus strength, or plus. Yeah, he throws 2 and hits with 2 the first round of combat, and he gets +6. Is he 5th level or 6th level? I think he's 5th level. We're gonna go 5. 6th
level.
He's 6th level.
I'm 6th level, and I've been 6th level for a while.
Now, if it comes down to it, I'll have to roll even odd or something if they're that close on hit points. But I'm not sure.
He's definitely much later than he said he was going to be.
Yes, he is. I don't know what happened.
I was going to say, your phone is right in front of you.
Natural 20.
He has not texted anything. I'm not used to having my map on my phone. You rolled a natural 20? Yeah. Bummer.
Like, I swear it's a 50% chance. Yeah, that's like my 6th or 7th one on Lucas in the last.
Okay, round the hallway to the left. The hallway goes 40 feet and then turns to the right.
Again, to the right.
It went to the left there. You went left,
it went to the left.
And then right.
But it takes us back down again.
Yes, you're well behind the entrance at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Underground, mind you. But, so you're going toward the center of the volcano.
40 foot and then down again.
How much did you take?
30-ish.
28 and half a point of structural.
What time of day is it?
Late, like night, almost nighttime. It's after dark. Okay.
When they get to midnight, I'll get my plan back.
Alright, so 40 feet. then turns to the right, as I said. Okay. And then as you come around that corner at 40 feet range, there are two fire giants, and they charge, but there's no roll for surprise. They are not surprised, you are not surprised.
Yeah, I wanted to get a corner between us so they couldn't throw boulders at us as they charged on it.
Well, duck back around the corner.
He's around. You're safe.
Yeah, you're safe.
Not even up. This is just a stirred. Did you follow up as well? Are you behind him?
Yeah.
The corner? Okay. And then where's Clum?
Clum is...
Stay with the healing or follow a stirred around the corner toward the growling giants?
Stay
okay. Going with the brave route.
So I went around you.
Yeah.
So you
fine.
Can't natural heal me above 53 now, right? I have no idea how that works. You failed his healing roll on me.
You only
there?
New damage.
So
from here out. Okay.
You may have magical healing from.
Okay. So just out of interest, at the point where the giants are, just before that, there is a hallway that goes to the right.
Okay, just before the giants,
yep.
There's a hallway to the right.
And past the giants, 30 feet, there is a hallway that goes to the right.
So, almost 40 feet.
That one probably needs to be burned.
So it's
almost 40 foot to the right, and then another 30 foot to the right?
Correct.
It was this one.
Okay. So as they are coming forward, a third, and they cannot fight double in this hallway, and neither one of them has a reach weapon. So it's gonna pretty much be one at a time, unless they can get an occasional blow in or something. Okay. So the one charges up to a third.
Can I? Sorry. Can I kind of step to the side and put my spear out?
Does a third not get missile?
He's gonna throw the hand axes on the way in. He's got hand axes.
Okay.
And they're not throwing boulders, so.
Well, it doesn't matter. If I get it every time, I'm gonna try.
Yeah, you'd have to. You probably won't be able to do it because you'd have to get. You have to be like right where a stirred's at to set the spear for him to charge onto it.
I just wasn't sure with it being 10 foot.
You can, but you can reach around him.
Yeah, I'll fight from behind.
Yeah, you can easily reach around him. That's the thing. You have the advantage because you have the reach weapon, so you can. You'll be able to use it the whole time.
Yep.
Until until a stirred falls down, if he does. Okay. Anyway, so double hand axes. Both hit. Okay, the first giant goes down and like falls flat right in front of a stirred on the floor, and then a stirred jumps back rather than charging up. Okay, so roll a dex check. He made his.
Yes, by...
Okay. So, assuming you're willing, you just jump back also.
I'll just jump back.
Back up, okay? The giant makes his morale check, even though half of his forces are dead. and then he is going to charge again, so it's basically a reset. You can roll initiative, unless you wanted to throw the spear or use a spell. So, this third level X?
Second level X.
Second.
Well, I have...
I have third level X.
I do not have a third level X. My third levels are no alignment, hold animal, and stone shape.
Texas says, never mind, I'm not going to make it, obviously, by now. And he's not making it. Okay. I'm sorry, what was it you just said?
I just only had a second level X.
Okay, that was a second level X. It could be useful in the in these combat situations, but it's not like jumping forward like it's made for this.
Okay, I'm holding it.
Okay.
Seem to be doing fairly well on my spells unlimited.
Okay. All right. So on the way in missile fire, then this is a reset. So he's going to throw hand axes again. One of which will hit. Not as good this time. All right, now we're in melee. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
5, I'm waiting. Just
go around the corner if I can.
Okay, so yes, yeah, so you arrive at the corner. You see the fight is 30 feet ahead. One giant is already dead, and Asturd is standing basically on top of it, somewhat unsure footing, fighting the second giant, and he is attacking now, and he did double the giant's initiative, so that giant rolled a 1. So I'll stab him as well.
When he gets...
All right, so go ahead and roll the hit. And Asturd will double hand axe again. He'll hit with 1. Max damage. Okay. Nope.
Unless he's AC 8 or better, or
no.
7 or better.
No. Okay. And then, so he will, amazingly enough, finally get to attack. He'll attack a third. And he'll miss with a natural 1. Okay. That ends the round. Okay. So you are in the rear, but you see Herrick is basically doing this around Asturd, and Asturd is kind of dancing around and hand axing and dodging the giant's club. Okay, so you could go beside them, but there isn't really enough room to fight, so you'd have to wait until you actually pass them and closely engage the giant before you could attack. And we're not in surprise segments, we're in actual rounds. So, for example, if you're willing to do that, you have to make a dex check to get past them, and then you'd be able to attack at the end of the round with +2 to hit. Okay.
My dex check exactly
16. Okay. And then, let's see. He made his. Go ahead and roll 1 for Eric.
No problem.
Okay. So, yes, you'll arrive next to the giant at the end of the round in close quarters, mind you. Get 1 attack and +2 to hit. That's assuming everybody survives until then. Melee, 9. 8, 7, 6. Okay. Stirred hits with a natural 20. And the giant goes down. Okay. And then Lucas comes bravely up to help him finish it, and he's already dead. Although, actually, when he goes down, he sags forward, and he's, like, leaning on Asturd, and Asturd's trying to shove him off toward the wall to get it, get clear.
Lucas grabs the bags.
Okay. I am the bag man. Okay. So, from where you are, there is a short hallway to a door to the right. It's actually just behind, well, right about where the combat took place, and the giants are sort of blocking the hallway. You'd have to kind of push their bodies out of the way. And then it goes 30 feet past that and also turns to the right.
Do we know which way these people came from?
So, when Stuart says, when I came around the corner, they were just standing in the hallway, like they were trying to figure out where we were. They were past the hallway.
Did you get hurt?
No, he didn't even hit me. Oh, speaking of which, he starts rooting around amongst the giants for his 4 hand axes that he threw.
Okay, so I will.
Oh, he is pretty well covered in blood as well.
I will go and look down the first passageway.
Well, the first passageway just basically ends at a door.
Yep, there's 10 feet to a door.
Okay, I'll go that way and see if the door is unlocked.
Okay, you'll have to lever the giant body back out of the way a little bit, which is no problem for you. And then you see as previously described door. Oh, no, I take it back. I'm sorry. This is an iron locked door. It has a lock and it is iron.
It's locked.
They didn't come out of this door.
Pretty sure. We're pretty sure. Yes, it is a firmly shut and locked door. Iron.
Right. If you go to the end of that hallway, there's a turn to the left. That's probably where they came out of that.
At the end of the hallway, there's a turn to the right. And yes, that is probably where they came from.
Okay, or they're just walking around. Yeah.
Go that way.
So ignore the door.
I mean, if it's locked, you said it's locked, right? I tried to open it locked.
Correct. So it had a lock.
It has a lock.
I can unlock it.
Uh-huh. Also, it looks like like a skeleton key lock, and so it might be possible to look through to the other side, that see what's in there, and or to listen. So. But either way, it would have to be unlocked if you're going to go in or busted in, which doesn't look very promising at all.
Okay, so I will listen while
Quinn unlocks. Just be careful, the last door was trapped.
Okay, roll a d20. Okay, so the room is very dark inside. Does Klum have vision other than normal vision? I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can't really see detail very well, but you can see something that looks like a counter or a crate to the right that sits about 3-4 foot off the floor, and you can just kind of see the edge of it, but it is dark in there.
So it doesn't look like there's anybody inside. Dark. You still want to go in?
It doesn't look like there's anyone inside, meaning you can see inside and there's nothing going in there or darkness.
It's just dark. I can't guarantee there's not anybody inside, but there's a counter, maybe workspace of some sort.
I will listen.
Sure, this might be what we were looking for as a fallback point.
Open it.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
Okay, all right. They use the unlock cantrip. You hear the door go.
Lucas will open the door.
Okay. It is heavy, but not stuck. It is reasonably well maintained. Okay. Once you open the door, the ambient light of the orange of the hallway does go in. You can see mostly there are deep shadows, so if there's something behind something or down in a corner, you wouldn't see it. But what you see is a 20 by 30 room with a door on the left wall in the center of the wall. The larger part of the room is to your left. You're on a 20-foot wide wall with the door on the right, and then there's a wall that's 30 foot long on your left and has a door in the middle. There is a large box, like a crate, against the wall. That's what Klum was seeing. And then in the back corner, stacked kind of neatly, are three dead bodies. Given the blood that's on the floor, it's not like months dead. It's semi-recently.
Just double check me. That's the door we're coming in?
Correct. Yep. Perfect.
Okay. That was only 30 feet. There's not much room behind that door from what I can tell.
That is correct. Yep. So it might connect to that other hallway, yeah. Possibly. Yep.
Or it's a trap.
There is always that possibility. Okay. So is someone going in the room? Arden?
Yeah, I said it's 7.
Okay. So you have a 20-foot by 30-foot room.
Who will follow?
Okay. So the room is better lit now. It does not have any cracks or lava glow at all. But now with the dancing lights, did you make torch lights again? So you can control them independently. Okay. So now it's lit like torches in here. You can see a bag in the corner. It's a large bag, not like one of the small bags that they had. So it's about a 2-foot by 3-foot bag. And it has some stuff in it, obviously. You see the box, which is about 4 foot long, by about 3 foot high and 3 foot deep. And then the bodies in the corner. And with the light brought up, it is quite evident that one of the bodies in the corner is a halfling.
Okay.
I'll just assume you're going to look. So on slightly closer examination, you see that it is a reasonably physically fit but filled with holes body of a blonde halfling, formerly in lightweight leather armor.
Female.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You too can make the world a better place.
Roughly, yes. This is probably Porvia.
Yeah. What about the other bodies?
None of the bodies are a young man. They are one hobgoblin and two humans, total of 4, counting the halfling. And off in the distance somewhere, you hear a roar again, realizing you are not alone in this complex.
You said there are other doors out of this room?
There's one other door,
yes. One other door. It probably leads into the hallway that was around the corner from where we were. Or it's a trap. Let's close this door here behind us.
Okay.
This room does appear to be safe. You have not checked the box. Or the bag.
Or the bag. I'm just kind of pushing the door shut.
I will check the box. Or someone else can check the box while I'm checking the body.
Who will check the box?
Well, or the bag.
Okay, Astor will check the bag. He says, Astor says, there's treasure, plates, goblets, coins, a couple gems. He rattles it to emphasize his point. Rattle, rattle, rattle. Okay. Upon checking the box, you see that it is filled with coin to about the 1/3 level. There's easily hundreds of gold pieces, silver pieces, and copper pieces. And you had to lever the lid off to check it because it was nailed in place. Also, just a note, on top of the coins in the box, there are ashes of what looks to be like burnt paper or something like that. It's not a lot. Like maybe just 1 or 2 pieces of paper were burned and then thrown in there, or thrown in there and then burned.
think somebody sent them the gold or the money.
Oh, great. The one room we find out we can hang out in, and it's the treasure room.
What's in the bag?
He already said the treasure. You were distracted. Goblets, plates, silverware, a few coins, a few gems. This crate looks like it weighs, the whole. If you're trying to take the whole thing, it probably weighs about 400 pounds. Since the boy's not here, that means either they haven't killed him yet, or they've already eaten him. In light of how fast things have happened, I feel optimistic that they haven't killed him yet.
So we need to find a kitchen.
Or wherever they keep prisoners.
No, the non-dead ones. Probably a kitchen. Either way, I don't know that we have time to waste. Let's say we go back out the door we came in from, go around the corner, and see where else we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we taking any of this with us? At least this bag, I would think.
You can take the bag.
I've got another bag in my backpack we could fill with gold.
I have the bags off of the fire giant.
Okay, so we're filling four small bags, Plume's pouch, and the rest of the large bag.
Yeah, and I'll fill up my pouch with just miscellaneous coins.
Okay.
So five.
Give my pouch to fill. I'm
not gonna fill this, will you? Astard will fill it for you.
So five fire giant bags with added coin, the bag of loot, miscellaneous pouches. That was it, right? That was the general.
Yes, there are no odds and ends like weapons or anything like that here. Just coins and then the silver and gold dishes, or silver and bronze dishes that were in the bag. Now, and I will tell you, because you can easily see it from the inside, you can tell that that is a wooden door on the other side, and it does have a lock as well.
And there's a possibility there's a small room beyond that door. Wouldn't be much. I'll go listen at it.
Okay. Other than the noises, like the roaring and stuff, nothing seems really close. Nothing stands out.
What was the boy's name? Do we know?
Liam.
Liam, you're not behind this door, are you?
No response.
Okay.
Fire
giant. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd say go out and check the hallway. If there's a door there, then we'll know it's the store.
Okay, we're going.
Okay, so you're going back out the iron door you came in where the dead giant bodies are?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you have any healing magic?
Very, very minor.
I mean, it increases what is effectively my maximum at the moment.
Yeah, and if somebody else goes down, we're going to need a little bit.
So, well, the natural healing might be able to.
I can't heal him beyond what I've already done for him at this point. He's still very hurt.
At this point, I'm going to keep it.
Okay. Is Lucas leading, or do you want Astard to lead?
Lucas will lead. He's probably is still more hit points at Astard.
Okay.
I don't know how many Astard. No, I think he's in the 60s.
At the door, you're headed out the little hallway, and there are two large fire giant bodies on the ground.
Do we want to pull those?
They're probably too heavy. It's probably a waste of time. There's massive pools of blood.
Okay, so you're basically weaving around them or whatever, and you go out in the hallway and turn to the right. Mm-hmm. At that point, it will be about 30 feet or so to a right turn, and when you're about 10 feet in that direction, a fire giant comes around the corner to attack. Okay, you don't have to roll for surprise. I'll assume at this point you're realizing that.
So that passed the corner to the right?
So you have not gotten to the point where it turns.
We haven't
gotten
to the corner yet.
Yeah, okay. It's in the gap between the little hallway where the dead bodies are and the turn.
Gotcha.
Astard is in second, and we'll have his bow. Okay. Missile fire, round one. Any other missile fire other than Astard?
No, negative.
Astard. Okay. He did not have an arrow notched, so he's just doing missile fire. However, he will hit both shots. And he kills the giant. Sinks two shots, one in its groin, one in its chest, and it twists and slams into the floor at your feet.
Let's wake the plating.
Up close, I'm really dangerous, especially with giants. I do appreciate you keeping them off of me.
I can imagine. We're moving. I'm going
to... Okay. To the corner, you turn right.
Somebody grab the bag.
Clum will grab it.
Okay. What is Clum's strength? So it is well within your weight allowance. However, it is bulky, which means it will reduce your ability to move quickly. So if you need to run, not really an option unless you drop the bag. Yeah. Okay. So upon turning right, the hallway is going to go around 50 feet and then make a right turn.
Was there a door, or was there a door?
At the 40 feet mark, there is a short hallway that goes to the right to a wooden door that has a lock.
Okay. We went out of our room.
Yes.
Turned to the right.
Yes.
Goes about 30 feet to a corner.
Correct.
We turn that corner.
Yes.
Goes how many feet to a door?
Are you going to pace it off?
Generally speaking?
30 to 40 feet.
So.
But there is a 10-foot yeah. hallway between the
okay.
hallway and.
Gotcha. And that door was not so much in the center of the wall in the other room. It was in the corner.
From your perspective, it was definitely in the center.
Okay. Then there's something. We're missing something here. There should be a door about right here, and I kind of go in the middle of the hallway between where the door up ahead is and this door.
Either way, there's no boy, and there's giants. Let's kill the giants and then worry about it.
Okay.
You know what? Let's go to the growling. I feel like that's the right direction. We're going to run towards the roaring.
Okay. All right. So you go past. It turns right. It only goes about 10 feet and then turns left. So it's right left, basically. It goes 30 feet then and turns right.
Yeah.
At which point it goes further than the eye can see. However, there is a leftward turn at 50 or so feet. So almost to the reach of your vision when you're at the corner.
So but it can leftward turn only?
No, it can go straight and stuff.
Because I, at this point, with the here, there, I missed something. So it's this way, and then there's going to be a left and a straight.
Yep, got it. I mean, without pacing it off, it's always like that.
Well, no, it's I wasn't pacing it off. It was the 30-foot turn right, 40, 30, 40, 20.
Oh, I can go back and go over it.
That's all right. It doesn't matter. So it's all one path.
Correct. Yeah, there's no getting off of the turn until that left turn, which is 50 feet ahead.
Yeah.
As you're walking up there to the left turn, you can see that 20 feet past that, there is another left turn. And when you're at the left turn, you can see that 30 feet past that, there's another left turn.
There's a lot of backtrack in this thing.
Yes, by your feeling, you're kind of not that far from the entrance, but you're probably under it. But you're not marking things like slope, but you're pretty close back to the entrance. You feel like okay. So anyway, at that turn, looking left, it goes more than 60 feet in a straight line, or you can go 20 more feet and it goes left, or you can go 30 more feet and it goes left. There are three lefts here. This one is a really long one. And the growling, you're very near it. It's hard to tell where it's coming from, but you're very near it right now.
It's just consistent growling?
Yes. And actually, now that you're close, you can hear, like, fire burning. And also, like, clanging of metal.
Are the hallways big enough for me to transform?
Yes.
Like combat clanging of metal, or like...
No, it's more like consistent. Right. Like, bang, bang, oh. bang.
Okay. Where did you say it was?
Well, you're near it. It's down one of these hallways, but you're not sure which one. It's not. It's probably not the first one because it goes 60 feet. You don't see anything.
Okay, so I'll go to the next one.
Okay, so the next one goes 10 feet to a door.
Yeah, I'll run up to the door and listen at it.
Okay. Okay, it is an iron door, similar to the other one. It does not have a lock. It does have like a latch and a handle.
Can any of us check for traps?
Nope. You don't have a rogue. You hear a rush, a long rush of air behind the door that you're standing behind.
Eric may eventually get detected somewhere. Okay. Lucas will open the door.
Yeah. Sure. It would be that much easier.
Okay. Upon opening the door, there is a rock that falls from the ceiling. We're saving for spell dex bonus supplies.
Can I have assumed that a rock would be falling from the ceiling?
No.
I made my save.
You neither said you were assuming, nor is it necessarily in character that you'd be assuming. Okay, made your save. 3 points of damage, okay? All right, so it works the same way. There's a chute, and it just falls out of the chute. Well, are you going to stop to heal it, considering you just opened the door and you're seeing new things?
No.
You might want to see what you see first. Okay, beyond the door is a large room. It is 50 by 50 and well lit, so you can see. There are deep shadows in certain areas because the source of light is not universal. It's not like a continual light.
Well, I have my dandelion.
Okay, I mean, you can send them in once he opens the door, obviously. Okay, which will help with the darkened areas. So what you see is essentially like a smithy. There is a large 20 by 30 area in the back left corner of the room. So from your point of view, it's straight ahead because you're on the bottom left corner. From your point of view, it's straight ahead. And fire lips and roars forth from the kiln or whatever it is. Forge, yeah, that's what I was looking for. Thank you. In the room are several individuals. So the first that is closest to you is a large black skin, very dark skinned, naked except for a loincloth with a huge hammer. Basically gives the part of a fire giant smith, and he has a blade on a block like an anvil in front of him, and he's pounding on it, spark flying, it's glowing hot. So he's in front of the forge, so he's only like 25 feet from the door, okay? And he's the closest one you see. Beside the forge in the back of the room, so about 40 feet away past the giant, is a single human. Looks like a younger, early teens, late tweens, human. He also is stripped to the waist, wearing basically a loincloth and boots. And he is operating a large set of billows that are like, when you see him, he's like, when they're in the up position, he's hanging on the billows to get it started to come down. And then once he gets it down to the floor, he's pulling it down. It's really kind of giant sized billows. But the fire is already kind of like lipping out of the forge. He's fanning the flames, like pumping more oxygen in there. But it's already like, there are bits of flame that are coming out all around the edge of the forge and as much as like 4 or 5 feet out. In fact, some of them are striking the side of the giant and he's ignoring it. Okay. To your right in the room, there is a low wall around a 20 foot by 20 foot area. And in that area, there is a being made of stone. He's about 10 feet tall. And he is made of the same dull grayish black stone that the floor is made of, like solidified magma or whatever. His eyes glow red, and he is looking at the group, or, you know, the door where it opens, okay? And then there is one additional giant who's standing in the farthest corner, and he has a barbed whip in hand. So he is the slave master. There appear to have been previously two other slaves in the room, but they are lying dead on the floor, or at least unconscious. Okay? So right in front of you, 20 feet away, is the smith. He has an anvil. He has a glowing red-hot sword in one hand and a hammer in the other. Looks very dangerous. Behind him is the forge, bursting with flames. Next to the forge is the boy pumping the billows. Furthest away is the giant with the whip. And then at your, like, directly out to your right, which would be like your 2 to 3 o'clock position, is the stone creature, and it's inside a low-lying wall.
Can I drink 2 dice out of this poker?
So, yes, you can do it. How many dice did you have in there? 5?
All of them.
Okay.
9 times 5 is 45. That's okay.
Correct. Yep.
However many dice are left in the potion when drink it.
Oh, wow. So if you have 5d6 in the...
It's not removed structural, correct?
That
nice. Correct.
That is a good 7 dice potion.
5 dice.
5 dice, but you multiply the result by how many dice you have.
When you pull a dice.
Oh, when you
start. So this was technically a 10 dice potion, because it's 2 times 5.
2 times 5, yeah.
But it's done. I still have 3 more dice.
Yeah, so the next time he does, it'll be times 3.
Well, just to be clear, it's not a 10 dice potion, because you don't multiply anything by 8.
It's better than
10. You take 2 dice out.
Yeah, it's better than that. Okay, that was a retreat bonus, by the way, for those of you who are listening in. Lucas just used his low moon retreat bonus part of it. All right, so there we go. Lucas is in the front of the door, and as you are standing there, the torches of the dancing lights zoom past you and out into the room to better illuminate the shadows. Okay, and
going in, is that the plan?
I don't know.
Sure. Lucas will charge into the room towards the big guy.
All right, you charge the smith.
Yeah.
Okay, which isn't much, it's 20 feet, so. Yeah. All right, I'm going to roll for surprise for both of them. The smith is not surprised. The slave keeper is not surprised. So neither of them are surprised. What?
We need to roll initiative.
We will now, yes. Okay. And mystical. Caleb, roll initiative. Okay.
Scariest thing is
slave master.
The golem, because his hands
if it's a golem. Could be a deal of work.
It's wasted. I can't flurry back down to normal cavalier attacks.
Which I'm sharing with the set.
All right. Missile fire. Astur did have an arrow notch this time.
He's just not being.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.